Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and you were listening to Ricky Byers' Back With Let My Soul Surrender to the Heart of God. Such a prayer and a song. And something that I need to do tonight. I don't know how you're doing on this full moon in Taurus. This full beaver moon. But I welcome you. And I look forward to pulling cards for you. To get more of the stylings of Ricky, go to rickybb.com. Make sure you let her know Celeste sent you for some spiritual nourishment, which is what her music is. I'm so grateful to a dear friend of mine, Carrie Cooper, who introduced me to Ricky Byers Beckwith before I even knew anything about a New Age community. So I've been familiar with her music since the 90s, and as I've grown, I've been able to catch more than just her message through her songs, but to get the opportunity to hear her speak and to share her high priestess self with all the world, especially right here on Life Conversations Radio Network. So I'm full. I needed that. I needed the guitar. How are you doing? Okay, let me let you know right now, my connection with you is very direct. I can't see you in the chat room. I don't see you in the studio, but I'm here. And if you would like to have a reading with me, all you have to do is call 347-426-3346. Life Coach Today is manning the phones while we work through this moment. And he'll be happy to assist you. In the meantime, I have some wonderful things prepared for you, especially to celebrate this beaver moon. We'll have a little shout-out to the beaver. And my cat Cleo says hi. Hi, Cleo. Yeah, we're doing a show right now, sweetie. Thanks for coming in. So, with that said, let me tell you a little bit about Life Conversations Radio Network and my beautiful family here as we rock and roll and get you soul food for your consciousness. The shows here are really powerful, and the hosts are powerful. And if there is anything you need, we've got you covered all week, regardless of if it's on LifeConversationsRadio.com or at other places where we show up. And that seems to be just growing, just leaps and bounds, which, of course, we want. But the first place, the show that starts us off is the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, Monday through Wednesday from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Life Coach A Day is working with any life challenges that you're having, picking up your spirits. Tomorrow he's going to have J.D. Messenger. They're going to be talking about flops. You want to check that out. I think it's Faulty, Limited, something self-programming systems. We're going to get your consciousness upgraded tomorrow. And Reverend Deborah Johnson will also be stopping by on Tuesday now. So that's Monday help. Through Wednesday. Yeah. Do you remember Flops Today?
Faulty, limited, and outdated programs. And
I don't
I'll add on
knows.
And say, and I will add on and say that create messes, that's right, in our lives.
So, that is
I'm
not
done.
What you want to say. No, hey, we're family. I'm so grateful when you jump in. Hello, my friend. I'm also there on his show around 1. I break down the energy of the day. And then on Thursday, you have Ambassa Safara with the play experience. Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, you get to take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, get some soul food, learn how to play. All right, so then on Friday, you think we're done with you. We're not. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio. You go to inspirebroadcasting.com Friday nights at 8 p.m. And then on Saturday, if you just don't have enough of us, Life Coach Today is hosting a musical show called The Sounds of Soul with Adeyemi Fuloshe, where you get to listen to music you can taste, as he likes to say. Powerful, powerful soul train. musical genres ranging from R&B to reggae, maybe some Brazilian. He throws some rock in there. But it's really taking this spiritual journey through music. And he does a wonderful job navigating us and being our soul train conductor. And on Sundays, you have me, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I have a gift with numerology and tarot, as well as medicine cards and black angel cards. But I'm a little partial to my Mother Peace tarot cards. They've been with me the longest since my 20s, and that's been quite a journey. I love tarot. I love to read for people, and I'm grateful that I'm actually reading for people out of the closet. I used to be a closet tarot reader. My friends would call me up, ask me to pull cards, but I wouldn't tell anybody about it. I know, it's so silly. But anyway.
Oops, I forgot I was on mute.
You're going to say there's some other things that I'll talk about either, right? Go ahead. Don't be outing me.
I'm not going to out you. I respect you enough not to put your business out there without your permission. Well, most of it anyway. So we got some people lined up for readings.
Oh, do we?
Like
okay,
my segue.
Well,
so you go ahead and do your thing, and I'll screen for you. Got me working for my own network.
Coaching.
I mean, what's really going on? Got me working
the head
for my
of the network. You all
Bye.
Right? You can handle it. All right, callers, hold on for just a second because I want to let you know about the powerful number that's running today on this full moon in Taurus. Okay. Now I'm a Taurian. I'm so biased right now, but I'm just gonna let you know we rock. So if there are any Taurians in the house, whoop, whoop, this full moon and release is about us. We are guiding the way right now. What? I'm saying it. Whatever. Anyway. Boy, anyway. Look, Firestarter, go sit down before I bump you, you little ram with my bull. So go on and sit down somewhere, making my country come out. Wow, this
okay,
is a
I'm
real
gone.
Authentic show. I know, right? Go on now. It's not a full moon in Aries. It's a full moon in Taurus. It's about comfort. It's about indulgence. But, hey, look, be reasonable with your indulgences, okay? But it is about taking care of yourself. And I've been getting that message. And I am being forced to slow down in ways that we don't even have time to talk about tonight. But, ooh, child, what a – this full moon has really been shining on the areas where I need to focus. It's also – come closer – the full moon is one of the most powerful times for moon energy. After that is new moon. But the full moon and releasing whatever you're holding on, we're going to help you release it tonight. The number that happens to be running with this energy, whew, get ready for it. Number 7, baby, mystical power. Ooh, ruled by Neptune, water, energy. Number 7 in tarot is the Chariot. That promises you victory. And in my cards, the Chariot is said to be the card where the goddess shines down on you and is giving you an applause for a job well done on your journey. You're being able to show up fully as yourself, individuated. Amazing stuff happening tonight. So with that said, that's just a little quick update for what the energy is, what the number is, number 7. And let me give you this, too, just to make sure I don't miss it. Got to remember the beaver. I love the medicine cards, by Jamie Sams. And the beaver has a little poem that I'd like to share with you. And then we'll go ahead and get the readings. Yeah, I just did that. All right. I feel good. I don't know what happened. But I say yes to it. Beaver. Teach me to build my dreams, including others too. One mind, one thought, hearts as one, lessons learned from you. So the beaver is the builder, and its number is 22, which is a master number, the number of ascended masters, Jesus, Buddha. Okay, so we're going to pay attention to this beaver moon and learn how to build for ourselves. So with that said, I am ready to pull some cards. So who's up first? Life Coach Today.
Yeah, it's just the full moon is shining light on a lot of stuff. Well, I had, oh, he's back. I had Sazzy, but for some reason we, so I didn't get to get the full information. I'm just going to bring him on. It's Sazzy, S-A-Z-I. You ready? Did you say you're ready for reading?
S-A-Z-I. Yes.
No, S-A-Z, as in Z, Z for zebra. Zebra.
Oh.
Zebra.
Okay.
Sazzy. Okay. How are you?
Okay. Hello, Sazzy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can I be heard?
Yep.
Yes, I hear you. Where are you calling from?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Okay, yeah. I was just making sure because I get bad reception where I am. I'm doing well. Oh. And yourself?
I am very well on this full moon in Taurus. How's it treating you?
Oh, quite well.
Okay. Well, do you have a question or would you like a general reading?
I don't really know how this works, so I guess I will go with the general.
Oh, that makes you a virgin. That's great. Okay. Let's play. I use the Mother Peace Tarot deck, okay? And they're really positive, affirming. There are cards that could come up that are a challenge. We can walk through that. What I usually do is we'll take a deep breath together. And I am going to start shuffling my cards. Three card draw is what I am feeling for you. Did you tell me where you were calling from, Sazzy?
Calling from Georgia.
Oh, from Georgia. My family
yes,
is originally
indeed.
From Georgia.
Oh, wow. Great.
They migrated from South City in Americus, Georgia, and then ended up in North Carolina. So I've got roots down there. Okay, so what the journey is showing for you. Interesting. Okay, I've got the Priestess of Swords here, okay? I'm going to let you know what the cards are, and then I'll break down what they mean, all right?
Okay.
I've got the Priestess of Swords, I have the Strength card reverse, and I have the Priestess of Wands, which is a gorgeous card. Very strong, strong images here. Swords in tarot. Connect with your mind and what you're thinking about. The Priestess is usually connected to emotions and hearts. So the question is coming up for me right now is how connected are you mind to your heart and your emotions? Are you able to speak your truth and speak your mind? I'm going to tell you that I'm seeing a bit of a conflict in your Strength card, which is reversed. Interesting, because this card, which follows it, is underneath the full moon, and this is about facing your shadows and the things that scare you. Now, being able to deal with that, this woman is absolutely nude on this card, and nudity in tarot is about unconditional love and acceptance for yourself. It is not about holding back at all. Oh, my. Excuse me. Sazzy, you've got two full moons showing up in your readings. The Priestess of Swords has a full moon. The Strength card has a full moon. And this is interesting. This is about your purpose and your direction and being able to go off by yourself and stay responsible and connected to others. It's about having the integrity by knowing how to have joy and discipline in your life at the same time. The Priestess of Swords is the one when you combine the heart and the mind is able to send out wishes to make desires come true. So that's the energy, that's the intent of what you're dealing with. But there is something that is holding you back in a fear-based way. Strength is not about, you know, being Hercules. Strength is about gently taming the lower based energies, the places where you might feel fear and you need to gently learn how to look at your shadows so that you can conquer them, okay? Now, once that's done, you got the Priestess of Wands. Now we have a sun and a rainbow hugging a cloud. This African priestess is walking with a lioness. They're off to do healing work. So what I'm wondering about you right now is with your purpose and your direction, are you in the healing fields? Have you been thinking about it? Have you been blocked from stepping into your full destiny because of your own mindset or perhaps people around you? And are you willing to face it, deal with it, so that you can pull in that fire wands energy of this African priestess who has made it rain, who's bringing prosperity? Very feminine reading for you. But I really think it's about a part of yourself that you haven't tapped into yet. Now, I'll stop because I just gave you a whole lot. Now, is there anything that I'm saying that resonates or you need more answers, more questions coming up for you?
Well, wow. I know that as far as emotions, I've looked at my birth chart and I have seen that I have a planetary influence or aspect that is very much on point in alignment with that. I've not always been able to express myself emotionally because of fear of how others will take it, so on and so forth. And as far as let me just say this. More recently, I am now embracing my soul's mission, this incarnation, and I'm trying to do the work, the spiritual work, the communication work with my ancestors right about now. I'm just now trying to do that. So I don't know if that's saying the same thing,
yes,
but that's kind of like what I said.
It is. Oh. This Priestess of Wands is a fierce ancestor showing up for you. You know, you've got the Priestess of Swords, you have the Priestess of Wands, and then you have the Strength card, which shows up as a feminine. It's always going to show up feminine, because even in traditional tarot, it's a woman who's holding a lion's mouth shut. In my cards, it's more of a equal standing. Instead of taming, this woman is actually holding her ego out. So in order to really step into the work that you want to do, I would say really focus on being able to speak your truth, believe in your soul mission, because you definitely have a promise of being able to provide help to your community. It's very important that you do so. You have much to offer. You can make it rain where you are. You follow?
Okay. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
All right, and the ground is so dry, so we need you to continue with your soul mission. And I want to thank you for calling us today.
I thank you for what you've just done and how you've enlightened me. I really appreciate it, and your kindness and warmness. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Feel free to call back anytime. We'd be happy to pull some cards for you, okay?
I sure will. Thanks again.
My pleasure. All right, that was Savvy.
That was, ladies and gentlemen, that was Savvy. He said this is his first time listening to the show in the chat room. He wrote that in there. He said, I hope it's a treat. And it sounded like it was a treat to him. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that feels good, too. I try. You know, there's always something dated I want to tell the callers, and I forget every week, and I'm so grateful that Sazzy triggered this. But there is a way, if you can't wait till Sunday to get to me, for you to find out what your destiny is. And it's really powerful. It's easy, and it's free. You can go to tarotschool.com and look up your birth cards, and you will be shocked and amazed how your birth cards will show up, and you're already walking in the path and your purpose. I know mine is Star and Strength. 17 shows up for me a lot. 8 shows up a lot. But tarotschool.com is a resource that I highly recommend if you'd like to know what your birth cards are through tarot. And it's done by your birth date, so the time that you were born. There's only 12 of them that shows up. But I know there are certain people who are lucky enough to have 3 birth cards, which is what the Magician, the Wheel of Fortune. I said that in reverse. The Sun, the Wheel of Fortune, and the Magician, 19, 10, and 1. Most people just have two. So if you're lucky enough to have three, well, you get to flex a little bit. But you have more work to do. How about that? How about that? But you got more work to do.
All right. Hey, what's up with this astrological hate that's going on? But you have more work to do. What's really going on?
I'm feeling all spicy.
I think because the moon is in Taurus, and I must say, you do have Sun Goddess in the chat room, and you got backup. You got backup, unfortunately. She's a Taurus. We've had enough of Taurus conversation. Oh, Lord, yes. Moving along to speaking of Venus, let's go to Lady D from Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, Lady D.
Wow.
Celeste is right there.
Hey, Lady D. How are you doing? I am wonderful. How are you?
I am great, and I'm really loving the pictures. It was your daughter's birthday. We're friends on Facebook, folk. And I'm loving it, and I agree with her. After 11, no more spankings. Go, girl.
No more.
Set it up. Yeah, I pay attention. All right. Now, how can I help you? Do you have a specific question, or are you like a general reading tonight?
I just want to see where the energy is, so just general.
All right. It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. I'm going to shuffle these up again. And you heard what I said about the birth cards, right? Because I'd be curious to know
yes,
what your
I
birth
did.
Cards are.
Me too.
Yeah. All right, good. Well, you know what? Let's give everybody a homework assignment while we're shuffling your cards right now. Everybody, I want you to go over there. I want you to get your birth cards. I want you to call me with your birth cards next week because everybody's cards don't always say the same thing. So you can, you know, get your reading from tarotschool.com. And I don't get any money for throwing them out. It's just that when I was on my journey, I found them, and they were very helpful. And then I could break it down my way. So that'll be fun. People remember it and come back, and we can play with your birth cards. Pull the pieces together. Okay, I'm going to do a three-card draw over here. Let's see what comes up. Okay. We have a three of discs to the right. We've got a nine of wands upright. We have a seven of wands, which is to the right. So there's a lot of energy moving. The three card, the number three, is about creativity. And this is actually connected to, you know, earth signs. It's material plane, manifesting, money, your body, physical, grounded rootedness. And you have three women working together to build a house. Now, this house is to the right, which means there is a community effort on your part and in your mind about wanting to build something with your sisters.
Mm.
But what you need to do, but what you need to do, though, because that's a lot of work, you know, this is really interesting. I really wish I could show these to you because you have one card on your left of a community coming together. You have another card on your right with a whole other group of women. And then in the middle is where I'm hearing you need to focus your energy, the nine of wands. Now, nine is the number of completion. Wands is fire, passion, creativity, sexuality, just yummy, okay? This woman is an older woman who has learned how to pull all that fire within herself. She's sitting in a meditative pose. She has two snakes on either side of her. Snakes represent wisdom. So to tap into the wisdom of how to build your house and then deal with this other group situation that I'm about to share with you, you need to take some time by yourself to rejuvenate your energy. It is highly important. Because then you've got the seven of wands. Seven is the number of the day. Seven of wands, passion, fire. But you know what? This leader is fighting for control. Everybody is in a different place on this card. And there's this woman with fire coming out of her mouth. She has to maintain her place of power. I would ask you to think about doing that in the most
peaceful way possible. You can speak your truth without lighting everybody up. But there is something with the community that is showing up where you are being tested. And I would go for the path of least resistance, starting with you getting meditative and in preparation for this journey. You have the intent. You have the intent to build this house with your sisters. That's really clear. Then you're going to have to, you know, do your meditative, spiritual, introspective work, because coming down the line, you're going to get tested. People are going to try you, and people are going to question, well, how does she think she know that? She's not everything. And who says she has to lead? But this is your desire. This is your intent. And you have the power, and you can pull it within yourself by remembering all of the goodness that you were born with. You tap into that by getting into that meditative yoga spot, as our African elder wise woman. I feel like she's an ancestor around you. And the women on either left and right are young. They're young.
Wow.
Is young energy that you're going to be dealing with. So have I said any, have you any questions? Does that resonate? Does that feel like the path that you're on?
I mean, it absolutely is. I have two projects in place. One is with young girls, and one is with women. And is actually in a church, although I'm not necessarily of a church. So I know that there's going to be some testing there, of a slightly different shape. So,
wow. And that business is not on FB. I did not grab that before she called me.
You're right. It's a secret.
Okay.
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
Thank you for confirming my guess, Lady D. Okay. Yeah.
I'm loving it.
I interrupted you. Said it again.
No, I was just saying that I can get the rest. That's important. But I've just been feeling so lazy these last 4 or 5 days. I've just been drained. But I guess that's just needed.
Yes. You're not lazy, honey. You are rejuvenating your energy. What will drain you is feeling like you're lazy. You've got some work to do. You're going to have to get your fire going. Okay?
Okay.
But I do see positivity, though, for real. You will handle it. All will be well.
Hey, I love it. I love it. I really appreciate that confirmation. I've been searching for something to say, yeah, go ahead and do it, without telling people this is what's going on. So I definitely appreciate that confirmation.
Well, Lady D, it's my pleasure to leave you giggling. There you go.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
My pleasure, sweetie. Anytime. Anytime. Okay, Life Coach today. I see I missed break time.
Yes. Well, no, you're good. We'll take a quick break. Camille from California is holding for you.
Okay.
And I just want to say, you're good. You know, you're simply good. I love it because now when I ask people if they want a general reading or specific question, normally I'm thinking, why am I even doing that? And most people tend to opt for general. And in my head I'm thinking, yeah, you can go general all you want because you're going to zero it on your stuff. And it's a beautiful thing when someone is open like yourself to be able to hear what needs to be heard and people can feel liberated. Of course, what you're doing is confirming what people know, confirming the truth. And I love the fact that you're open enough to hear what needs to be heard so people can feel free. That's what this work is about.
Life Coach today.
You're welcome. So I'm going to take care. You put me to work, and then when we come back, we'll take Camille from California.
Great. I always wanted to go to California.
Yeah, you get to go tonight without leaving where you are.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussman, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Love him. For more information, you can send an email to radio at lifeconversationsradio.com. Send an email to get information about a sponsorship package at radio at lifeconversationsradio.com. It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45-minute complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ASK@LIFECOACHADE.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I was able to sneak a message or get a message. Yvette, I'm here. I'm so glad you're there too, honey. And thank you for all the work that you're doing on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and Life Conversations Radio Network. We appreciate you. And one more thing I want to share before Camille comes on. Listen, I really want to pull up my numbers on a Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan like page on Facebook. I try to put a number of the day up, and I've been playing a little game with my ancestors, some sisters that, sisters, ancestral sisters that I've been kind of pulling in my numbers game to help me on my walk. So you can find out more information on the Celeste Morgan Facebook page, and I'm always dropping something on Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan on Facebook. Fan-like page, so make sure you check that out. See what gifts I have for you. All right, I'm ready for Camille.
Let's do it. Hey, Camille.
All right.
Hi.
Ooh, strong energy.
Thank you for
that.
Taking
hey,
my call.
Oh, no, thank you for calling, honey. Oh, it's so nice to have you in the house. So are you looking for a general reading or a specific question?
You know, I always have things on my mind. However, this time I am curious to see what manifests, and then we'll go from there.
That sounds wonderful. Okay.
Yeah.
So I am shuffling my beautiful Mother Peace tarot cards, seeing what blessings they're going to have to offer you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. And anybody that's listening, you can receive the blessing too. So if you don't get in tonight, still pay attention, because messages
are
confirmations in a lot of ways. Ooh-wee. Who are you, Camille? Really? Okay.
What's there?
What's here is I'm going to tell you what the cards are, and then I'll break them down. They're beautiful. You're busy, though. You're busy. You said it for yourself.
Yeah.
You have a lot of things going on in your mind. You got a two of this. This features a woman breastfeeding twin babies. She's surrounded by a snake. Snake in tarot is about wisdom, and the snake has two heads, which means there's something that's being shed, okay? Then I have a high priestess reversed. So while you're really, really busy and you're multitasking, because this is the card of super mother multitasking, to be breastfeeding two children at the same time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a high priestess reversed, which means you're going to have to take some time out for yourself to listen to your quiet messages. Do I hear a doggy?
Yeah, I had to go outside, and my
neighbor
just
moved
in. Yeah.
No, when I hear Doreen Virtue often has a dog that will bark when something's being said. So I want us to pay attention to my priestess. Yeah. Okay, doggy, I hear you, baby. Okay, so the dog is trying to get our attention to focus on that high priestess energy. You have access to a lot of powerful information, but you can only really get access to it when you quiet down.
Okay.
Getting still. It's really powerful. The high priestess is often said to be the first teacher in tarot cards. She's your intuition. She's that still, small voice that the dog keeps confirming. Now, here's the beautiful thing. I mean, it's reversed. It's reversed for you, but that's okay because you're going to start listening and trusting your gut. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Camille, you need to learn how to trust your gut. You're going to have to be able to play a game. You could start light. You know, you could start easy. You know, it could be like maybe even when you're going to the grocery store, intuitively think about what you want to buy or play games with, you know, if you get a feeling or a nudge to go one way, follow that nudge and see where it takes you. Everything doesn't have to be mapped out for you. You have a powerful gift. You need to trust it, okay? And then we got the Ten of Wands. What a beautiful community of women who are dancing together in this sunset. And there's this one little girl right in the front. And she is actually delivering the message that people are actually writing down. Her message is so strong that while people are dancing in this ecstatic joy, almost like orgiastic journey of happiness and pleasure, she's in a frenzy, and she's speaking sacred messages that are actually being written down. So you can tap into that, too. I think it's interesting that you had the high priestess first, before this person is speaking and the scribe. Go within to get your messages. Chill out on all your multitasking. You do not have to be superwoman. I don't know where this is coming from. I have no idea where it's coming from, but what I do feel is, Camille, that you're really trying hard in your life to make it all happen. And it's okay to take a seat, to pay attention to your intuition, and then learn how to speak your truth. Speak the messages that are coming out of your heart. You clearly have a calling. Otherwise, you wouldn't have called me tonight. Trust it. Now, is there anything I said that you're like, I don't know, Celeste? Or did any questions, does it resonate? What works for you?
Well, I've got the Mother Peace Tarot, the full size and the mini.
Are you kidding
me? I know. I've got that upstairs.
So can you see
my daughter?
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to look at it after. I don't work with that deck very, very often, but I'll look at it when we get upstairs. But I am breastfeeding my toddler. She's turning 2 next month, and I'm breastfeeding her and all of her dolls. I'm breastfeeding food because she's handing me food. Here, breastfeed this mom. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you're a tarot reader.
Yes, I am.
What deck do you usually use?
I started with the Mythic Tarot, but right now I'm really resonating with the Witch's Tarot. There are a couple of ones called Witch's Tarot, but this one is made by Ellen Cannon Reed. That one is really hot for me at this moment. That's my hot deck. Yeah.
So I had a high priestess call me. You need to trust yourself when you're reading your cards, honey. Okay?
Yeah.
You have a gift.
Yeah.
That's a gift.
My major thing. That's my major thing is, like, I have been in a situation where there's a lot of voices in my, you know, around me saying, oh, no, no, don't do it this way, do it that way, and it's just not, that's not working. The way that people are, you know, expecting me to be this way, it's just not, that's just not me. So I'm learning how to block all that stuff out and really, you know, go my own true path.
My goodness. I am so honored that you called me on a full moon in Taurus. You have no idea what your call has confirmed for me personally. So we have an example of you breastfeeding, and your daughter's 2, and the 2 of this showed up. You will see her when you go up. Then we have the High Priestess in Mother Peace Tarot. Now, what I want you to pay attention to with the Mother Peace Tarot is with their High Priestess, they have an apology. Because the wardrobe or the costume that they picked for her is actually a costume that was done during a clitorectomy, and they didn't understand that then.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't understand that then. So that High Priestess come, and because, and I usually wouldn't share this much.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm sharing it with you because
this.
You're at the level, you're there, and then you'll see that 10 of Wands and sisters dancing around, and I pray that you find a community that can support you in reading the way Spirit, Goddess, the witches speak to you, honey. You got it.
Amen. Amen to that. That's exactly it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, thank you, Camille. And please keep up with me, particularly because I don't have the deck that you use. But I would love to keep in contact with you. So find me on Facebook, okay?
Okay.
Celestial
Thanks.
Show with Celeste Morgan. We'll play behind the scenes.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Camille.
Wow.
Oops, sorry.
Life of today.
Camille.
I'm overwhelmed.
The gathering of the enlightened witches.
and hey, you know what my sister calls a witch?
Yes, I do. Go ahead, tell them. So we can get to Rose. Go ahead.
Woman
what is it? Woman in truth, changing hearts. There you go.
Because my sister wasn't comfortable with that word, and I'm learning to be comfortable saying witch.
Yeah, well, you know, don't worry. Anyway, we got a couple of minutes left. We're going to go to Rose. Rose calling from New Hampshire. There's someone in the chat room who said, are you taking chat room questions? Also, how many people are in queue? Nyla wants to know everything. Nyla comes in with questions. Are you taking questions in the chat room? How many people are in queue? What's the real question, Nyla? So I don't even know if you have time because we've got Rose and then there's somebody else online. There's 2 people
are you
waiting.
Serious?
So, yes. So let's go to Rose, and if we have time, we can take – Nyla, this is what I would suggest. Put your question in, and then if Celeste can get to it, we'll do it. But let's go to – Rose from New and be gentle with Rose. She's a Rose. She's very tender. She's kind of nervous. Okay, hello, Rose. How are you?
Hey, Rose. Welcome. Where are you calling from, Rose?
Hi, Celeste. Thank you for taking my call. I'm in New Hampshire.
All right, honey. Let's go ahead and break this down and see if we can get you. I'm shuffling as we speak, Miss Rose. No need to be nervous. We're going to see what the cards have for you tonight. You want a general reading or you have a specific question on your mind?
I'd like to know where my relationship is headed that I'm in.
Okay. Wow.
Really? Okay. I shuffled these cards 3 times. Everybody heard me. But I've got a 10 of wands, but for you it's reversed. Okay, so what I was saying to Camille about having this pleasure experience, it's reversed for you. So you're not able to tap into it. You got the High Priestess reverse, so you're not able to fully step into your own intuition about how this relationship is going. And I'm already going to tell you, you already know. But the answer for you, Rose, come closer, baby. The answer is in your 3rd card. It's the Ace of Cups, okay? The Ace of Cups, it's about falling in love with yourself, Rose. Fall in love with yourself. And what I mean by that, and I know, oh, gosh, we don't even have time, right? You have to get some grounding within your emotional state before you can even deal with another person yet. So you may be involved in a relationship right now.
Right.
But I'm going to throw back to you this question. How is your relationship with you? And at the worst case scenario is, in your mind, that this relationship that you're involved in doesn't work out. Can you still find a way to be happy with you? I know that's hard, and you're the last caller, or we're close to last caller.
Eventually, yeah. Mm-hmm. The person I'm involved with, there's a lot of feelings between the two of us. I mean, he's got strong feelings, I have strong feelings.
Mm-hmm. But it's no grounding.
What do you mean by grounding?
I'm not seeing any grounding. I'm not seeing roots for it to bow. And I actually pulled another card for you to see, like, okay, well, maybe a Major Arcana will come up. Here's the what's showing up. Right now, you're not having fun. No, that shows up with the 10 of Wands reverse. Your High Priestess is blocked. Your intuition, your gut feeling. So I would take some time for that, so that you can find out what this energy is about Rose, connecting with Rose, okay? And then I got the 9 of Swords, and that's nightmares and worries and fears and anxieties. So I'm almost getting this message like, you need to chill out. You need to chill out. Take some time for yourself so that you can figure out where you want to go in this relationship. I would recommend perhaps some, you know, maybe some therapy counseling if you guys are serious, you know, if you're connected that way. Perhaps some journaling, going to speak to some people if you guys can't work it out on your own. But clearly there's some help that needs to happen here because it just feels really heavy.
We've been together on and off for a year where, mm-hmm. you know, started out as he's my neighbor, he's my friend, he's
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but there's something missing in there for you.
Yeah, there's somebody that he kind of sees as well, but I'm more significant to him than this other
uh-huh.
person.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm happy. I wake up every day and I'm happy because we're together.
Hmm. Okay. Well, look, this is, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to call me. I hope you can remember this number and call me back next week.
Okay.
But remember what I said about you talking to somebody professional or finding some way to work on your communication with him because something's off and I can't give you the full time right now to delve in.
Okay.
So if you call me an earlier part of the show next week, we can work this out, okay?
Okay.
All right,
you.
Be loved. All right. Oh, my pleasure, Camille. Wish we had time to play more, but definitely next week. Give me a call, okay?
Hey, Celeste.
All right, Sam. I know, right?
Yeah. Nicole was waiting, but we obviously don't have time to squeeze in Nicole. Nyla as well has a question. Well, she's got a question, but you know, I don't know if you want him to reach out to you on a we got less than a
sure.
minute. I don't know if you want him to reach out to you on your page. Maybe you want to give that number out.
Okay. Yeah, they can inbox me at The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan on Facebook. I will follow up with you guys, you know, if you're interested. And I am a tarot reader. And if you like more in-depth work, give me a call. We'll work something out. In the meantime, I want to thank you guys. And I want to thank you, Life Coach Today, for being there. I can't remember if we... I can't hear what's playing right now. I want to make sure I announce that.
Don't worry, I'll tell you. This is Makua Ray, and the title of the song is Full Moon.
Nice. Thanks for that. Makua Ray, you can find him on Facebook, right? M-I-K-A-U-K-R-A-I. I want to thank you guys for being with me on Celeste Morgan. It has been a pleasure reading for you. May all your dreams come true on this full moon night. I love you. Make sure you love yourself. Good night.
Thinking of you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.